Well, the coronavirus pandemic has crushed economies around the world and sent some commodity prices spiraling. As Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports, the disease injected the cattle market with a big dose of uncertainty at just the wrong time.
Billy Schwertner has never done anything but work with cattle.
All my life. That's all I've ever done.
Which, at 74 years old, saying something. Schwertner grazes 450 cattle on a 3,000-acre ranch northwest of Houston. He also owns and operates three livestock auctions. The weekly sales connect ranchers to feedlots and big meatpacking companies. They're a key link in the chain that runs from a pasture to your plate, and they're still open, since agriculture is considered critical infrastructure. But when concerns about the virus started, his fellow ranchers still had a lot of questions about how it would affect them.
Last Tuesday, my cell phone alone, not my office phone, my cell phone alone, I took 98 calls.
Even as grocery shoppers picked meat coolers clean, fear and uncertainty around the coronavirus caused cattle prices to tank. They dropped about 20% from the end of February through the middle of March. Ranchers wanted Schwertner's opinion on what would happen to the beef market, whether they should sell cows or hold on to them. His response?
I hate to give him the wrong answer. My famous comment is, I can tell you what happened yesterday, but I haven't got a clue what's going to happen tomorrow.
No one does, and that's the problem. Although cattle prices rallied some earlier this month, no one really knows what beef demand will look like for the foreseeable future. Sure, grocery stores are selling out of hamburger, but what about restaurants? Will people still be buying fillets or just tri-tip? And is all this going to change in a month? In a week?
This is a real wreck for producers. It's a disaster.
That's David Anderson. He's a professor of agricultural economics at Texas A&M University. He says making prudent decisions is hard with so much volatility, and it could not have come at a worse time. See, cattle production is cyclical. It dropped during a major drought in 2011. Since then, ranchers have been expanding their herds. By 2019,
we got to sort of our peak cow herd nationwide.
And supply is still really high. So right as a huge number of cows are ready to be sold and turned into beef, boom, coronavirus. Uncertainty clouds the market. Cattle producers are left in the lurch. The shock was so significant that some auction owners canceled their weekly sale because they just weren't sure if they'd have enough cows to make it worth their while. But Billy Schwertner will stay open as long as he's allowed to.
The producer needs to sell the animal to create cash flow. We need to have a sale to pay our bills and all that kind of stuff. And then our employees and, you know, keep all of them going. Then it's also that food chain.
Long term, the good news for ranchers is that at least feed costs are expected to be low this year. There will likely be fewer calves born this spring than last, which could help prices come up. But Anderson, the economist, said in the short term, there aren't a lot of reasons to be optimistic.
There are some supportive things in the market, depending on what happens in the next 6 months. You know, the uncertainty is how long does this last and how deep and severe does it get?
For Here and Now, I'm Michael Marks.
And you're listening to Here and Now.